7.10.
First of all, the programme needed to know where John got the painting from in the first place.
So, John, how did you get the painting?
I was given the painting by Dennis Worth Miller, who was at the East Anglian School of Painting and Drawing with Lucian Freud. And I was given it when I was staying the weekend at Dennis Worth Miller's house in Wivenhoe in Essex.
So it was a present?
It was a present, yep.
The programme then decided to look into how Dennis Worth Miller had got hold of the painting, especially since he and Lucian Freud were not friends.
So, John, do you think that Freud gave the painting to Dennis?
There was never a case that Freud had given it to Dennis. The case was that Dennis had taken it from the barn.
The story was that during the Second World War, when Dennis and Freud were students, it was very difficult to get hold of canvases to paint on, so students often just left their used canvases in a barn at the school, and then the canvases were reused. Dennis told John that he had just picked up the canvas, Freud's painting, to reuse, but then he didn't. He just kept it. The next question the programme focused on was who the portrait was of, in case this might give some more clues about the identity of the painter. After some research into the archives, a note in Dennis's handwriting was found which identified the man in the portrait, the man in the black cravat, as a certain John Jameson. The programme found letters written by John Jameson which made it clear that he knew Lucian Freud quite well and had met him on a number of occasions, including at the painting school in 1939. So it was perfectly credible that Freud had painted Jameson exactly at the time that Dennis had said. The programme then decided to focus on the canvas itself and took it to an expert in the scientific analysis of paintings called Libby Sheldon. Sheldon put the painting under the microscope and made a fascinating discovery. There was a long hair embedded in the picture which looked like a human hair and which might give them some DNA evidence. The hair was removed from the picture and taken to be analysed, and at the same time, they were able to get a DNA sample from one of Freud's cousins to compare it with.
John, what did you think when Libby Sheldon found a hair in the painting?
I was absolutely gobsmacked. I hadn't even thought that there'd be a possibility that anything like that could exist.
Did you assume it was Freud's hair?
I didn't. I didn't assume it was Freud's.
And when the results came back, unfortunately, it was not a match. The hair was definitely not Lucian Freud's. How did you feel, John, at that moment?
I was very disappointed when I found that it wasn't a hair from Lucian Freud's head, because I got swept along with adrenaline and excitement that goes with one of these TV shows. Because, of course, you're not only dealing with the presenters, you have the producers and the researchers and the film crew. We got to know each other so well at this stage, and none of us knew. So we were all biting our nails at this moment. And when that was delivered, none of us knew the result. And so we'd been sitting in the laboratory for 3 hours before that was delivered, and I was really biting my fingernails right down.
The real mystery, of course, remained. If it really was a Freud painting, why had he denied it? Was it because it was an early work and he was ashamed of it and didn't want to be associated with it? Fake or Fortunes experts contacted Freud's solicitor, Diana Rostron, who had known him very well. They had often talked about his paintings, and when she checked back through her records, she found that in 2006 they had discussed the man in the black cravat, and Freud admitted that in fact he had started the painting, he had painted the body, the shirt, the neck and part of the face, but that someone else had completed it. This was very exciting. The programme now had first-hand evidence that the painting was partly by Freud. So they went back to Libby Sheldon, the expert in the scientific analysis of paintings, and asked her to see whether she thought it was possible that the painting had been made by two different people. After examining all the paint pigments and the brushstrokes, she had no hesitation in saying that she was absolutely certain that the painting was done by a single artist. So she thought that as Freud admitted to having started it, then he must have finished it too.
John, what did you think when you heard the news that Freud had admitted to starting the painting?
I could have fallen over backwards. It was one of those moments when I did the action you're told not to do. I looked off camera straight at the producer who'd been who'd become a friend, and I was very close to at that stage, just looked at her in just utter disbelief that, that this had happened.
Finally, after collecting together all the evidence they had uncovered, the programme asked three experts on Freud to give their verdict. The letter with their decision was opened live on camera at the end of the programme. And this is what they said.